Lee Zeldin responds to Jasmine Crockett's false Epstein accusation, "That is a lie and she knows it." By Olivia Rondo on November 30, 2025. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Administrator Lee Zeldin hit back at Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, again for defending her false accusation that he received political donations from Jeffrey Epstein, calling her lie indefensible. Crockett joined MS Now's The Weekend on Sunday, where she was questioned about her attempt at defending U.S. Virgin Islands Dell. Stacey Plaskett's, D., communication with Epstein by smearing Zeldin as a fellow associate of the late billionaire sex offender. In reality, a completely unrelated Dr. Jeffrey Epstein contributed to Zeldin's congressional campaign well after the notorious one had already died in his New York City jail cell. Co-host Jacqueline Alamani said, "You made a little bit of news when you mistakenly accused Lee Zeldin, another Republican." Crockett interjected, "I didn't mistakenly." Alamani continued, "Of accepting money from Jeffrey Epstein. But it was a different Jeffrey Epstein, according to the financial records. I want to give you the opportunity to amend that." "I have no amendments," Crockett said. "When I was on the floor, for those that don't know how it works, basically they decided to bring this privileged motion up. And they decided that they wanted to kick Stacey off of her committees. Because she had received a donation from Jeffrey Epstein." Not only had Plaskett received thousands of dollars from Epstein well after he was convicted of procuring a minor for prostitution in 2008, but she also texted with him while she was questioning Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer-turned-critic, during a 2019 congressional hearing. The texts were released in a trove of thousands of other documents published by the House Oversight Committee earlier in November. The GOP-led measure to censure Plaskett over her communications narrowly failed, Breitbart News reported. In her attempt at defending Plaskett, Crockett said she had her staff research Federal Election Committee, FEC, records to find the donation from a Jeffrey Epstein. Watch, Zeldin, nobody should be in office who hurts Americans to gain power. I had maybe 20 minutes, she told Alamani. We researched the FEC, and because I like to speak with specificity, that's kind of what comes with being an attorney. I made clear that there was a Jeffrey Epstein they knew on the other side that I did not have time to actually pull up and actually research, especially since that particular one that Lee Zeldin got up in an uproar about was specifically out of the New York area. We know that he was out of that area. She continued on to blatantly lie, saying the donation was not done post Jeffrey Epstein's life. So I made sure that I said a Jeffrey Epstein. In reality, records show that donations to Zeldin for Congress from a neurosurgeon named Dr. Jeffrey Epstein were made in 2020, the year after the incarcerated sex predator by the same name was found dead of an apparent suicide. Alamani continued, "You were trying to insinuate that it was the Jeffrey Epstein." Crockett replied, "Oh, I absolutely was insinuating that it could be possible. That is true. But the point is, I never said it was that specific one. Because I did not have the adequate time to do it," the congresswoman continued. "And so, the Jeffrey Epstein has stepped forward, and that's not, like, a normal name. And I think that what would have been problematic is if I would have claimed that say that happened and it legitimately never happened. So ultimately, he cleared the record. I have not researched further. I've not talked to this doctor." Alamani pressed on, "But you can agree that Lee Zeldin didn't receive money from the Jeffrey Epstein." Crockett still refused to own up to her lie, saying, "I can agree that Lee Zeldin has said that he has not received money from the Jeffrey Epstein, absolutely." Zeldin, who had already hit back at Crockett after she made her claim earlier in the month, took to X on Sunday to tear apart her lies even more. In her latest defense of the indefensible, genius Jasmine Crockett, JD, now claims the donation I received from Dr. Jeffrey Epstein was before the other Jeffrey Epstein died, the EPA administrator wrote. That is a lie and she knows it, hoping there would be no pushback from the TV host. The FEC record she has cited as her source shows the date of the donation I received as well after the other Jeffrey Epstein was dead. He continued, "Also, note that at the end she says, I can agree that Lee Zeldin has said that he didn't receive money from the Jeffrey Epstein, implying that her lie could still be true even though it's obviously not, even though she previously conceded that I cleared the record. And even though the record she has referenced herself as her source says the donation I received was from a physician who donated to me after the other Jeffrey Epstein was dead. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.